Hello and welcome to Diary of the Suburban Hood Moms.
Real talk with real sisters. I'm Nikki.
I'm Andrea.
And this is episode I Get By With a Little Help.
Sponsored by Victus Equities, helping people build wealth and retirement through real estate. Today is Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. Are we going to talk about this thing first?
Yeah. Okay. I forget what it was called.
It's a halter monitor.
But there's no halter.
No, it's not H-A-L or halter top.
Halter skelter?
No, it's H-O-L-T-E-R.
Oh, okay. That's probably named after somebody.
So I have all these little electrodes taped all over me.
And she didn't want to record with it on.
I didn't because I didn't know how I was going to make my heart fluctuate,
the stress
or whatever. But whatever.
And I was let's do it.
I know. I get to take it off at 2:20. I got it yesterday. Yesterday I went for my cardiac stress test, which was the most stressful thing I've had to do yet.
That's the point.
My blood pressure was so high.
That's Dave.
That was because of my husband. Because we were, I don't know that we were fighting.
You were having a discussion.
Highly emotionally intense times right now, right? Don't worry, friends. Fucking Dave.
Fucking Dave.
Isn't going anywhere.
You need to give them the Ian talk.
This is just part, I need to give the talk and give to my kids. This is just part of marriage. It just so happened that this shit happens on the way to me getting my stress test, which he went with me to in order to provide less stress.
Well, I mean, they want to see your real life stresses. Right. So they're getting it right in the raw.
Yeah. So I go to do my little treadmill stress test, which I'm already nervous about because I'm just thinking, oh my God, they're going to find that I have some abnormal heart problem.
I'd be more nervous just running in front of a person with my big titties flopping all over the place.
No, I wasn't worried about that. I don't have that big titty flopping thing. Plus, I had a sports bra on. Anyway, but when he took my blood pressure just to start, which I could already feel my heart beating out of my chest. My blood pressure was super high. The guy's are you nervous? I'm like, I'm crazy nervous. He's like, don't worry.
And I have newfound anxiety. Can I take CBD before this?
And I know, and I didn't take anything because I didn't know how it was going to make me feel. I had never done a stress test before.
You can't medicate to fake the stress test.
And I should have. But anyway, I got that done. I have this monitor on. Of course, yesterday was a horrible shit day. Yeah. Just me and Dave were not meshing the entire day. So I'm great. Of all days.
You were melted cosmopolitan ice cream.
Dude, I was fucked up. Anyway.
Not in a good way.
So now, here I am, all monitored up, but I'm also CBD'd up. So I feel good. And I'm having my first chocolate muffin.
You can get sick from the carbs.
No. It's not like pasta.
Oh. Pasta's so good.
Plus, though. I think as I eat it, I'm already I think I'm only going to eat half of it, and I think I'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to die in the middle of a fucking podcast. Our ratings would go through the roof, though. Maybe you should die.
You should die.
I'm there. I'm halfway there.
My God.
Drink your juice.
I'm going to drink more, eat more muffin.
So, we got to tell you guys why I'm a bad mom. Yeah, choke on your muffin. How'd the bitch die? She choked on a muffin.
Okay, I'm going to start the story.
Okay, I got it. So, I'm at work.
No. Backstory.
Okay.
The stress you've been under.
Right.
Your schedule.
Yes. And I've been telling people this for over a week now. I cannot get my shit together. Mm-mm. My schedule, we did this schedule for over 2 years now. But for some reason, with me going back to work now full time and Antonia in school, I cannot get my schedule in order. So on Fridays, Antonia has half day. She's always had half day on Fridays. I'm at work on Friday, and my boss tells me over the walkie, he's like, hey, are you available? I'm like, yeah. But then he doesn't say anything. So I'm like, walking him again. Hey, I'm here. Well, he sends somebody over to get me, and he's like, oh, he needs you over there. Well, my boss is on the phone, and I see him put the phone down, and he just looks at me for a moment with a pause, and I'm like, what? And he punches me in the arm. Not hard. But I'm like, what the hell? He's all, the person on the phone said to do that. So I'm thinking it's a friend of mine from a different location. And then I look and I see Andrea's name on the caller ID. And Andrea never calls me at work. So now I'm even more confused than I already am. I pick up the phone and she says,
stop. Leading up to that, I'm in the garage working out. So it's like a lifting day. Dave and I are in there lifting weights. And my mom comes out of the house kind of like frantic. And she's like, I gotta go. I gotta go pick up Antonia. I'm like, what? Why? Knowing Nikki always picks up Antonia on Fridays unless we've arranged otherwise.
Right.
She's like, Antonia's been out of school and they're calling her phone. Zachums. Mom doesn't say Zachums, but at this point I can't say Zach. Right. I have to say Zachums. You know, Zachums is not answering his phone and she's just there. And my mom's like panic mode, right? So I'm like, oh my God. Immediately my heart's like, doo, doo, doo,
doo, doo, doo, she's doo. Dead somewhere.
So I call her cell just to try again, thinking maybe she's ignoring Chopo's call. And nothing. So I call her work. Her boss answers. I'm like, okay. And I'll explain who I am. And I'm just like, we're really concerned. Is Nikki there? Did she show up to work today? Because my niece is done with school and she has not shown up. And he's like, I think she's still here. Hang on. And then he looks. She's like, she's right in front of me. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, can you please punch her in the arm? I'm like, because she just scared. I said the poop. I didn't even say the crap because it was your boss. And I was trying to be like, you know. And Nikki gets the phone. She's like, hello. I'm like, asshole.
And I'm like,
and she goes, yeah. She goes, yeah. I'm like, it's Friday. And long pause.
Very long pause. I'm sitting there thinking, still wondering, like, why is she calling my work? Does she need groceries? But she would text me that. That was my initial thought.
Right.
I'm like, okay. And then
I just didn't say anything. I'm just like, I'm gonna let this bitch figure it out.
You're all, it's Friday. I'm like, yeah. She goes, you didn't pick up Antonia?
No, I didn't even have to say that. I just stay with the pause and you go, oh, shit.
No, you said something about Tonya because then I, in my head, I'm going, but I'm off at 2. I make it to her by 3. And in my head, I'm thinking, shit, did I work late? Like, am I here past 3? And, like, all these thoughts are going through my head. And then I'm like, oh, shit. Antonia got off at 12:30. I made no arrangements for her to be picked up. The school was calling me, but my phone's on silent at work. They're calling Zach. His phone's on silent at work. And so poor Tone Bone is sitting there at school, abandoned.
So I tell her, you're a horrible mother. You are a horrible mother.
So I'm like, oh, and she's like, Mom's already on the way to get her. You better let Mom know you're not dead in a ditch somewhere. And then in the meantime, at this point, I pull my phone out. I see all the missed calls from the school, from Mom, from you. And then Fluffer's calling me now. Because then Mikey was talking to Mom. And Mom rushed him off the phone, didn't tell him why. So he says, oh, shit, what happened? So major, major drama. Now, Antonia, as we mentioned in the Bad Moms episode, holds horrible grudges, we've discovered.
So Fluffer calls me. He texts me and says, texted me. I always have a problem with that because that doesn't sound correct.
I think it's texts with an S.
It should be he texted me. Sounds weird, but everyone says texted. Anyway, sends me a message.
Like when they say, I'm gonna take me a shower.
Oh, no, that's different.
I hate that.
I'm gonna take me a bath.
Yeah.
Take me a shower.
Take me a bath.
That's I'm like, what the fuck are you saying?
Or they're going to give their kid a bath. Yeah. And say, I'm going to take them a bath.
Oh, Lord.
You're going to take them a bath. You're going to hand them a bath.
That is so bad. That's worse than a double negative.
I like my double negatives, too.
I know. I ain't got no time for double negatives. Get it?
Yeah.
Got no time. Yeah. Fucking A. Anyway, so I call the Fluffer. I go, let me tell you about our asshole sister. And he goes, oh my God, what? So I tell him what happened. He goes, oh my God, poor Tonya. She can never know. I go, dude, I know. She will never let Nikki forget this. He's like, never. She'll never let Nikki forget this.
So he hangs up with you, calls Chapo immediately to tell her, that you don't tell Antonia and tell Antonia that Nikki got held up at work.
Yes, like she just got held up and that was it. Because if Tonya ever finds out, which eventually one day, far in the future, I'm sure she will.
Once I know if she can put me in a nursing home or not.
Right. Then. Because she'll hold on to this one for a long time. So I told all my kids, I'm like, whatever you do, do not tell Antonia that Nini forgot her.
So when I pull up at Andrea's house, well, in the meantime, Chapo gets Antonia McDonald's, right? This whole thing. When I pull up, Ian meets me in the garage, has to be the first one outside, meets me in the garage and starts saying, oh my God, I can't believe that you forgot. I go, shut up, shut up. And then I come inside and Evangeline comes running up to me and is miming, telling me off.
My 8-year-old and my 6-year-old are telling off their auntie as to what a shitty mother she is.
So I say hi to Antonia. I have to go move the car because of fucking Dave. So when I go to move the car, Ian's like, can I go with you? And nobody ever wants to go with me to move the car. Ian wanted to take the opportunity when we were alone.
To talk shit.
To talk shit about how he can't believe that I forgot Antonia.
Yeah.
So Antonia has no idea.
No idea of how she's horrible.
And then is. 40 minutes later, I get another page at work to pick up the phone, and it's Zachum's. So Antonia's school's called. I'm like, too late. It's all done. It's fixed. The only thing you need to know is that she doesn't know.
Yeah. That's it. Oy vey.
That's so tiring. Andrea and Dave lift together.
Okay. So we weight lift together. Okay. So I have like my run training that I'm doing. I'm following a plan because my goal is a half marathon. Blech. Because I am not a natural runner. I hate to run.
You know why I would be there? In case you're one of those people at the end of the marathon that shits themselves.
I'm not going to shit myself.
Oh my God, I pray you do. It'd be good material.
Oh just my God, joking. You're a horrible person. I can't even believe you right now. And I only look so nice and bright because I'm wearing my fake eyelashes and my makeup's done. I know. Inside, I'm wishing you an inappropriate family dream. Yeah, yeah. The kind where you like make out with a cousin.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stop.
I hope you have one of those. Anyway, so I'm doing this whole like training thing because my ultimate goal is a half marathon. And like I said, I'm not like, I don't get the runner's high thing yet, but I'm starting to understand it because I'm getting better and better. But I have an actual plan, like a formula, a program that I'm actually following to get there. Okay. So that's another story. In the meantime, one of fucking Dave's many talents is he's actually also a certified Olympic weightlifting coach. So he has that certification so that he can coach Olympic lifts. If you don't know what that is, look it up. If you do, you get it. So we try to set our alarm for about 4:30 every day to get up, drink our coffee, and lift and get that workout in before the kids get up. So lifting has been going really, really well. But the one thing that I have learned over these many years with my husband is that I fucking hate taking instruction from him.
Well, you don't like taking help from him. That happens in the kitchen every time.
He is the epitome of a micromanager when it comes to his wife. I have seen him direct and help other people, and he is just wonderful, right?
It's because he talks to you like you're stupid.
Oh my God. And then, because you heard me say it, don't fucking talk to me like I'm stupid, Dave.
I wonder what it's doing to your heart rate monitor right now.
I actually feel pretty calm right now, but I'm going to put this in my heart rate journal.
Okay.
I was recording my podcast and got a little heated. Anyway, he'll do the thing where his voice will go like this. Like, let's just say something as simple as I'm making pasta. It's not this, but let's just say it something like making pasta. And he'll say, like, did you salt the water? And I'll just be like, yeah, I salted the water, but I don't know why you're asking me. I'm asking you if you salted the water because, and he starts dragging out his words. Like, I'm a fucking moron.
You want to take a Louisville Slugger to his face at that point?
Oh my. I'm like, and I always stop and look at him like, don't fucking talk to me like I'm stupid, Dave. I don't ever call him Dave. I usually call him Babe.
Yeah.
It's always Babe or Baby. But I'm like, See, this is why. This is why I have these things on my body.
Yeah. It's your family.
It's my family.
The ones that you live with. Not me.
Oh, oh shit. Oh, shit. So, yeah. So, he is my lifting coach, and he knows what he's talking about. But sometimes I'm like, this
motherfucker. And every time I'm like, why do you lift with him? And she's like, because he knows what he's doing and he's good at it. Well, I don't know what to tell you, homie.
I know. It's just kind of one of those things.
Like a glutton for punishment.
It's just kind of one of those things where you know you have someone that is knows what they're talking about, but you just want to claw their eyeballs out and then saute them in a pan with a little bit of onion.
And some fava beans.
And yeah. And serve them on a platter for hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. So Andrea had another experience this week. She's recording a little blip for our pages.
Some of you saw it.
And what happened to you? What happened?
I'm just thought, you know what? I'm trying to be more active, like on our hood moms, like social media. Because sometimes we're not always good at that.
Right.
And we know that we need to be better, especially if you want to attract like more listeners. And
have more hoodies.
Yeah, which I think is our name.
I think I like the hoodies.
Yeah, someone gave us a great idea from another podcast, and I have to look it up. But they were like, what about hoodies? I'm like, aw.
So you guys are our hoodies.
You guys are our hoodies. Anyway, so I'm like, you know what? It's getting kind of late. Let me just make this video, like, telling people we want to hear about, like, this topic. So I have my remote controls on my bed next to me. So for the TV and for my ceiling fan and all that stuff. But I felt one of them like on my side, but that's all I felt. As I'm recording, all of a sudden, my overhead lights dim on, like go from dim to on, but slowly open up. And I'm talking and it takes me just like a half a second and I'm like, oh my God. And then it was like, oh, it's these fucking remotes.
But she thought Amelia Bedelia was here.
Dude, I thought they all came back like, oh, your life's a mess right now. You know what? You're a window.
Yeah.
You're a portal.
You're open.
Yeah, I'm open to receive the bad.
Don't say it. Don't put it out there.
I don't believe that.
Just like somebody once told me, when you sleep on your back,
you're
in an open position to receive bad things. Do you think I ever slept on my back again after that shit?
I've been sleeping on my back lately because I have all those pillows propped around me.
Maybe you should be sleeping on your back.
Oh my God, why do you do this
to me? Because it's just like the bad hand reading thing. I never slept on my back again, ever. Never. I'd be on my back for other shit, but not for that.
You're like, can you tilt me to the side?
That's why Wednesday Adams probably slept with her arms crossed.
To block her heart.
Which she had a dark one anyways. I don't get it. Really. So we're going to talk about the nervous some people.
Oh, God. Okay, so more and more people are starting to go, okay, you know, we can't stay locked up in the house forever. It's just not healthy, like mentally healthy. So you take your proper precautions. You know that we have taken our children out within the last few weeks to do little things like
the store
or
to eat.
Yeah, something. And if you've been to a restaurant, you know, depending on where you live, at least in Arizona.
At least in our county. We'll go by our county.
And at least the restaurants we've chosen to attend, they're super like social distance.
Plus.
And all the other requirements.
Right.
So you'll have like a table and then you'll have all these like caution tapes taping off all these tables around you. And then there's another table and you don't take off your mask till you're at your table ready to eat your food.
Your server has a mask.
Yeah, your server has a mask. There's literally hand sanitizer everywhere. Plus the one you personally carry, right. Which I do. You do.
And to piggyback on that same thing, if you follow people on social media, especially if they're influencers. Now, Dave has me hating that word. Especially if they're influencers.
Yeah.
Not every picture posted is a recent picture. Like, let's say right now the Dodgers are playing. So right.
A lot of people are posting like throwback pictures.
Right. And it could be like a Dodger party or whatever. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's happening right now.
So what do you see now? So
you're seeing pictures of people. Right? Happy, first of all.
Right.
And then you're seeing comments of, where's your mask? Or that wasn't very socially responsible. Or, huh, where's the social distancing? It's like, look, Cheryl, first of all, it ain't none of your fucking business.
Can we call the D's like social distancing Dinas and
David's?
Damon. Ah. I refuse to David's give the name too close. David any more power.
But, like Damien so instead and Dina. Of like appreciating a nice picture, or if you think that there's something that you don't agree with it, scrolling past it,
yes.
People are then being fucking idiots and putting their nose where it don't belong,
mm-hmm.
and commenting. And so,
and we've seen that on so many. It's almost cringy. Like, oh, why would you say anything?
And so I saw it on one of my friends recently, and I was like, ew, what a bitch.
And he was gracious
and
about
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was great. He was like, gracious. No, so-and-so, this is from whatever year it was, pre-COVID.
You don't owe anybody any
explanation. But I'm
explanation.
Like, bitch, I don't got to explain shit to
Hell
you.
No.
And mm-hmm. I was honestly, when I went out on my girls' night, I was actually waiting to get some stupid comment, and I never did.
You never got any.
I was ready to go.
You know why? People don't care if you die.
That's true.
I'm just telling you.
Only Antonia. Mm-hmm. And even then, she'd be happy because she can move in here.
You know why? If you died and she was sad, I'd be like, Tonya, Auntie has to tell you something. Remember that day you were at school
oh
really late?
Oh, my God. I'll never make you be Frida. I'll let you be first on your pinata. I'll let you have your first birthday cake. She'll be all sold out.
Yeah.
Deuces to my mom.
I know.
So we had a talking point called... Oh, so all of our talking points, we just, like, title quick.
Right.
And it was choking on meat.
And we don't remember what choking on meat means.
And we would think, because it was called...
Right.
Choking on meat.
Right.
That we would know. And we didn't.
I don't have any clue
no,
what choking
and,
on meat
and
means.
And that's the thing. It could be across the realm of anybody. It could have been something one of the kids said. It could have been mom.
Yeah,
it could have been
It could have been really
us.
Literally choking on meat or choking on a dick.
Or choking on sausage.
And I'm like, what was it? So for all you know, you've missed out on the funniest thing we could have ever talked about.
But too much shit happens in a week for us.
I mean, here we are. This is going to be released tomorrow. It's Tuesday.
And there's going to be plenty
of
more shit that happened.
Had we recorded this on Sunday, we would have missed all my drama from yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway.
So we were just saying we can't even record 2 weeks worth.
No.
Because too much shit happens.
It becomes dated. So I don't know. Someone asked me. Oh, God. Who asked me? Don't you guys record on Fridays? Actually, I've gotten that question like three
because
or four times.
Because we used to always record on
Fridays.
Because
we used to, but it was like, that was our summer life.
Yeah, that was before I had to work.
And now it's...
In school.
Bleh.
Yeah, fuck life. So, a girlfriend of mine was talking how she wanted a little storage space on the side of her bed for her
sex toys.
And I'm like, oh, I know what you're talking about. And so when I got home, I just real quick went on Amazon, gave her two different options... Sent it over to her and she was like, fuck, that was fast. And then I was talking to you about it and then...
Choppa walked in.
Choppa walks in and is like, oh my God.
Should we tell people about Choppa's Halloween costume?
No, we're going to wait. We'll give it to them next week.
Okay.
Choppa has a great costume. Finally convinced her. But then Andrea gives me this fucking gem that fucking Dave wants a gun safe.
Oh, yeah.
To hide their sex toys in, because if there's ever a fire,
they'll
be protected.
Not only that, he wants to build a version of the Red Room from 50 Shades.
So then we gotta move properties.
We're gonna have to, like, our compound's gonna have to move. But he was like, we need a room. A room that we can go into, so it's like, you know, mom's not walking down the hall.
Come and listen to your door.
Going to the laundry room, and we're in here trying to rumpy pumpy.
Yeah.
And we can't.
But the fact that he wants a fucking gun safe.
Yeah, he's like, we should put it in a safe.
For the sex toys.
Yeah.
Like, not your major documents and all that.
Well, that too. We could have, like, birth certificates and all that and the sex toys.
Yeah, one led to the other.
Yes!
Ba-dum-tsh. And we're all dying this week.
We're all dying because...
Allergies.
You know how allergies are fake?
Yeah. This modern generation,
we
made them up.
Everybody has that... Allergies.
That's not anxiety.
Oh my God. The allergies are bad.
Well, the fucking fires in California.
Are they still going?
There's new ones, I think.
I've literally stopped watching the news.
No, because Zachums watches the news every day at work.
Oh.
And so I get all the updates from him.
I only tell you the weather.
Yeah, well, he gives me that too. But
Nikki hates it because Zach and I both like to look way ahead in the weather.
I don't care in non-summer months.
Right.
I care in the summer months.
So I'm always like, okay, I need to be prepared for what's coming, right? Nikki, remember, Nikki and I are very different. Nikki's like, I live in denial, the least amount of information possible. Well,
here's the thing. I already know I'm going to be fucking sweating my titties off 24/7. And
maybe that's why God gave you so many.
So many titties?
Yeah.
Like, I have two.
In terms of volume, asswipe. Oh. Oh, in terms of volume.
What did I talk about? I have a triple, what? Like Chandler Bing.
Why are you such a Buddha? No.
But I know I'm going to be hot. But I don't want to know how hot. Let me just suffer.
Whereas Zach and I are more like, let's be prepared. Let's see, right? Because I'm hoping,
I'm just prepared to be hot.
Let's say it's in the middle of like the hottest parts of the summer where we're getting like 115.
And you already know it's the hottest part of the summer.
But every now and then you get a treat and it goes from 115 to 105.
Then I get to wake up and be less sweaty.
No.
And then it was a surprise gift from God.
So every now and then.
But you and my fucking husband.
Every now and then I'm like, Nikki, next week we're out of the hundreds and into the 90s. And she's like, shut up. I'm like, but we're not in the hundreds
anymore. I only want to know when it's 80 and below.
Yeah. No.
That's when I want to know.
No.
Because then the sweat will just be on my upper lip and not my whole body.
Yeah.
No. That's sad. Okay. So let's get into our topic.
Okay.
I get by with a little help.
So initially, I wanted to talk about the things that me and Nikki are like loving right now, right? But then as like time went on, I'm like, you know, this pandemic is really just sucks.
Never ending.
And you know, we started this podcast
during the pandemic.
Like, hey, we have this time, let's do it. And so you guys have seen firsthand, I think, as our lives have gone over these last several months.
As they've taken a dive.
We've escalated and we peaked, and then now we just flat on like nosedived.
Yeah.
To the end. But let's talk about it. Right?
So we want to talk about things that have gotten us through it to this point.
Now, as we were making these notes for two nights in a row, right, I cooked for my sister wife over here.
Not last night. I went home. It was a toxic environment here.
But I've been cooking for her. So she was writing the notes and then I was like, okay, perfect. So we're talking it out as I'm cooking. And then I'm like, I'll just come in and copy your notes.
This is
after.
Not the first time this has happened that you've done this and said, I'm never going to do that again because of this.
Nikki writes backwards because she's a lefty, right? She's got the devil hand. And
you and your mother.
I don't really believe that. I just like saying it. And so as she writes it, it starts on the second page and then she goes on and I forget. So I write the notes like regular people write notes.
I'm not conforming to your right-handed ways.
From the left to the right page. And so right before I'm like comparing notes, I'm like, wait a minute, that's why. So now I'm all discombobulated.
Andrea put it out there on our social medias. What has helped you guys get through the pandemic?
Yes.
And really, since our last episode, you guys are still coming through with all the answers lately.
I know.
So here's what...
Except for whether or not Nikki and I should do a live for the Boone's Farm birthday.
Well, we got two responses.
One said
we need to have it as slushies for prosperity. And the other person... So disappointingly, didn't know what Boone's Farm was.
Which I was shocked.
Yeah. Especially where they from. Hood.
Yeah. If we do the live Boone's Farm birthday, we're going to do it in the bar that's in my house.
Yes.
We're going to each have our own bottle of Boone's Farm.
Or two.
And everyone that is watching that live needs to go out and get a bottle of Boone's Farm.
Oh my God.
And enjoy it with us. Send us selfies.
Oh my.
Join in
I
with
can
us.
Think of already three people that
will
do
absolutely
that.
Do it.
Yeah. And they're one of our bigger like responders.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I want to do a Boone's Farm because my birthday is a dark day.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that day.
We're not going to do it now, but we'll talk all the ways my birthday is a dark day.
Yes.
So,
these are some of the answers that you guys gave us.
Yeah.
Gardening.
Yeah.
Lots of music and weed. I like that one.
Yeah, weed actually came up a lot. A lot of people were turning to weed. I get it.
It's medicinal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Who's that guy that had the TV show? Oh my God.
Rob Dyrdek?
No, not Maury Povich. He was in that same realm.
Oh, Montel.
Montel Williams.
Yeah.
Denial with an exclamation mark.
I mean, hey.
That wasn't me this time.
I know.
Sex, working, coloring, drinking, listening to our two crazy asses, and spending time outside.
Yeah. So, again,
like that's a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people is, yes, the sex thing, I get it. Although,
Their fleshlight.
Okay, fleshlight and blunt. When someone sent the word fleshlight, Nikki was here.
Yeah.
And I was like, cocked my head to the side.
Cock.
And I'm like, what's a fleshlight? Nikki's like, I think it means flashlight. I think it auto-corrected. So you
asked.
But then
I was like, well, I know what a fleshlight is, but they said fleshlight and blunt. So I'm like, why are they using their fleshlight and a blunt?
I truly had never heard the term fleshlight.
I've heard it only a few times. So we responded, like, and they were like,
no.
Can we just call this person out?
No.
Oh, no, because the other thing.
Yeah.
Basically, their dick.
Yeah, their dick. And I'm like, oh, fleshlight. I get it. I never heard that before.
And this one, I don't know why this one's my favorite. Getting huskier than normal.
And I think that's a lot of people.
And that one was so cute, though.
Yeah.
They said huskier.
I know. That's adorable. So, I mean, those were all, I think that's pretty much everyone. I did, however, in talking to actual people, know far too many that have refused to leave the house. Like, everything is home. Ordering all the groceries and all. And I understand, especially at the beginning of the pandemic. And mind you, again, this is just our opinions. You're going to do.
But I base all my opinions based off of Dr. Fauci.
What you're going to do. But I think if you take the precautions that are out there, wear a mask, wash your hands, social distance. At some point, we have to start getting outside of our homes.
Well, you don't know how long this is going to last.
Yeah, and it's just not mentally and physically healthy.
And just like that radio personality I told you about, the pandemic brought up so much stuff within their marriage that him and his wife separated.
I know.
And that's not just them. People were responding on their page, and there's tons of people that have separated.
Well, I'll take it even, I'll even go this far without, you know, I'm not trying to like throw Dave under the bus or anything.
Why you gotta say his name?
Because who the fuck else am I married to other than you?
Oh, that's true.
Don't and that's not bus. Even legal. That's just common law.
It would be in Alabama.
I think it's Kentucky.
All the same shit.
Even for Dave and myself, who, you know, I've always believed we have a really strong marriage. We worked really hard on our marriage. But since the pandemic, I'm here with our kids. I tend to leave less because it's like, first I didn't want the kids out.
Right.
Then it was, oh God, I got to get all three of these kids in the car with their masks to go wherever. Don't touch this. Don't touch. Don't touch. Don't touch. Hands. Give me all your hands. Let me sanitize all your hands. Get in the house. Wash. It's just, I just don't have it in me.
It's like the new version of newborns and diaper changing.
Oh my God. It's awful. And then coming home to be like school mom during their all day long
but
remote.
You're not a school mom. You're a hot ass bitch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you know, so you just feel like you're stuck in this rut. Well, then there's Dave. So he has his job and then he has his business. And both things, A, keep him away from home, keep him socializing with other people, living this whole other life. And now all of a sudden, really very, very recently, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, what is my, like, I literally feel like no purpose other than being
school mom.
A school mom. Like, that's like, and so is there problem? Are there like problems in our marriage? Are we like separating? No, but it ain't pretty right now. You know, and I can hear some people that know us like, why is she saying that? Because how many other people are listening going, dude, I'm going through the same shit at home.
Well, that with the DJ thing.
Especially.
All these people were like, that's the same shit in my house.
When you have kids, someone has to be the one that steps up and claims that serious responsibility for the kids. It's not always the mom, but usually it is. And then you get these bitter wives. And I'm like, and I hate it more than anything because I feel like I sound like a bitter ass housewife. And that has never been my shtick. I mean, I might not have enjoyed
that. I like when you say shtick though.
I have never... it's never been fun, like raising them when they were like super little and shitting in their pants all the time. But as they got older, they became a lot more enjoyable. My kids are wonderful, but my life for me, ever since the pandemic, it feels very disappointing and very isolating.
Well, like, because you're in Groundhog Day.
Dude, I told Nikki.
Because you don't have a job that you leave to, yes. You're in Groundhog Day.
And I don't have people. Like, I was literally telling Nikki, it was, like, so hard to make that, have that, oh my God, I lost the word.
Realization
and confession to say that out loud. Like, dude, I've got no people. I used to have tons of people.
Well, you have people not here, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about people like, hey, let's go meet at the bar down the street. You know that dive bar down the street from my house?
Yeah, I'm afraid to go there.
Not me. That country one. It's like the dive bars we'd go visit like in LA.
I know, but that one looks like you'd get like a meth injection just from sitting on the
stoop. No. I'm like, let's go. Like, I don't have that here. And so I'm feeling like I'm seeing Dave with all his little like groups and his friends and I want to just freaking throat punch him.
And not say nothing.
I think that that's okay to feel because.
Just don't do it.
I'm not going to do it. He has a huge Adam's apple. I'd kill him.
Because if you had to go to prison.
I couldn't do prison.
Then I'm stuck with Dave and Chopper.
He'd be dead. I would like collapse his freaking thing.
Well, I'm not dealing with Nick and his puberty. So
No.
You can't die.
I'm not going to. I just said sometimes I want to. There's a big difference between doing it. And like when we're really mad at each other, my eyes zero in on his throat.
See, premeditated.
Yeah, don't I know. Do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying.
So up until recently.
Recently.
We do kind of have our own coping mechanisms for dealing with the pandemic.
Right.
So on my end, it hit like really early in the pandemic. And it really hit me when I was quarantined for 2 weeks. And I started doing things that made me happy.
Don't tell them about you prostituting online because...
But why?
No, we don't need to know that.
But it's fun.
Go ahead.
The Kraken's online famous. It has an OnlyFans page.
Insta-famous.
Which Fluffer told Chopper that he wanted to get a side gig and do an OnlyFans page. And she said, what's that? And I said, you don't want to know. And then she got mad and said, see, you guys never tell me anything.
We can't.
So then I told her... And then she got mad all over again.
It's like when she found out what a fluffer was.
Yes.
I know.
So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Right.
So things that made me happy were I started working out. I hadn't worked out in a few years. And I got a treadmill. I got my workout station. And I started working out. Now, again, the last couple of weeks with going back to pre-COVID life, that's been like just totally fallen off my radar and it's pissing me off. I got back into makeup again. I started making videos that I post on my personal pages about makeup and about skincare and about my nails. And those things are, one, a happy distraction. They're fun and they're a distraction that I needed. I have a weird thing with organizing things. And so I did a ton of that. I literally rearranged entire rooms in my house. During everything.
And I think that's been really common. A lot of people have been like Home Depot and places like that during the pandemic. I mean, yes, because they're limiting who goes in, but so many people are starting to, they have the time and they're home and they're like, they need to make their living space as happy as possible.
Yeah. I like, there's three rooms that I just totally rearranged in my house. Like
right.
Moved stuff from one room entirely to a different room. I started cleaning stuff out, throwing shit away. Like, right. I don't need this. I don't need this. Right. Which makes fucking Zach, I'm so happy. And then I had like some TV show obsessions. So we've talked about Sleepy Hollow a few times. And that's something that Zach and I have been doing together. Like at night, we're like, Sleepy Hollow.
I got pregnant with Evangeline because of Sleepy Hollow.
Why are you fucking telling me this shit?
I'm just telling you. I was looking at a memory one time. It popped up on my Facebook. And when I announced the pregnancy.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you see, it was a dark, stormy night.
Well, you were watching Sleepy Hollow?
We were watching Sleepy Hollow.
It's Ichabod.
It was just Dave and I.
It's Ichabod.
Like, Sleepy Hollow was ending. We had sex on the couch. And the next thing you know.
You're knocked up.
I was pregnant.
Well, yeah. That's
Sleepy Hollow. And Dave had the mustache, which he has again.
Which Sleepy Hollow has led me into this obsession, too, with men with long hair.
I know.
But it's a very specific type of long hair.
And the way they wear it when it's pulled back.
Yes. Girl, and the way that it is when it's down. Remember I showed you that picture of a friend?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so there's like this whole other sexual realm that came from
like,
that.
Like, it doesn't work if you're like balding.
Yeah.
And then shave that.
If it looks scraggly like a wicked old witch.
If you're just hanging on to a few strands.
No.
Honey, you're going to be so much sexier if you just shave that bitch off.
Yeah, go bald.
Just shave it.
Go bald. I got way into my serial killer obsession.
Oh, God.
I did. I got a brand new skincare routine that I've stuck with. I even got a fucking hair routine and started spending actual money on non-Target and Walmart
brand
hair products.
Stuff. And lasts twice, three times as long.
Yeah.
So if you add it all together, you're actually saving money.
And my bottle is half the size.
I know.
So weird. I'm obsessed with a show called Tiny Houses. I finished that. Now I need to find a new obsession. But again, like with working out, like exercising became a huge, huge thing for me.
Right.
And so all those things got me through it. And I actually feel like whereas a lot of people were not thriving in the pandemic, I was thriving in the pandemic.
Except for now. But that's just an adjustment. Like you will adjust.
Right. But what's so frustrating about it is that that was literally our life and our schedule before.
I know.
And so what makes it's so different now.
I think it's the restriction. So like, let's say you want to do something after, like something, oh, you know what? Let's just go whatever, go to a restaurant or let's just go here. There's always in the back of your mind that extra precaution that you have to take. And now it's kind of like, it makes you pause a little bit. Everything seems to be a little bit more like, everything seems to be just a little bit like that much more difficult to deal with.
Example, pre-pandemic, the only thing that has stayed consistent is her bedtime.
That girl
is in bed on her bedtime.
Right.
But I was usually done with everything I needed to do at that same time too. Yeah. Right. So like meal prepping for everybody's lunches the next day.
Right.
Clothes prepping, all that. Because when I get up that early in the morning, I don't want to go looking for a bra.
But this isn't your schedule pre-COVID simply because the amount of days that you're putting in till this time frame is way bigger. And the work you're putting in is way more physically taxing. So you don't have that same burst of energy compounded with the grade that she's in now. The work starts to get harder.
We talked about
more
that
time
earlier,
on homework, more time on, and then her age. She's a little bit more sassy. She's a little bit more, but that comes with the age.
Right.
And now there's all this like emotional expenditure, like, oh my God.
Yeah. So now
you're exhausted.
My night isn't ending till like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
Sometimes later.
Yeah.
And then 4 a.m. there goes my fucking alarm.
I can tell you when I started putting my phone down, because that was one of the, okay, so I'll let you finish. And then I'll
that was it. That was the end of my, now we're on yours.
Okay. So for mine, initially I thought the pandemic was the greatest thing that ever happened in terms of
being allowed to be like a hermit.
Yeah, because I loved, past tense people, loved
Dave
being home. It was like my ultimate happy place. And we had created such a happy home here. My home's still happy, but
you're making people nervous.
I know. I'm realizing that. But I have to be able, remember, I'm the sharer of the two. Nikki just kind of lets me dump all like the tea And then Nikki just stays with her tea sitting on the stove. And that's okay. That's just why you're always like, God, Andrew's fucked up. No, we're both equally fucked up.
Yes, I will admit I'm totally fucked
up. I just don't have a problem talking about it.
Right.
It actually helps me, like, it's cathartic for me to get it out. So, but as the pandemic went on, and I think for me, a giant wake-up call was my anxiety attack that happened at the end of August, which is crazy now that that happened almost 2 months ago.
So fresh.
Yeah, it was mentally scarring because I never experienced that before. So I had to come up with things, you know, behaviors that were different because I am about to go down like that again. I don't know if it could happen again, but I literally will do anything that I can do to never be at that point again in my life. So I start to become really mindful.
Are you getting anxious about your anxiety?
No, but my stress watch.
Oh, okay. I kept telling you, take that shit off.
Okay, so I got a Google watch that Dave gave to me right before.
Yeah. You got it right before August.
Right before August.
He's trying to kill you in subtle ways.
I know. I know this. And those freaking watches constantly monitor your heart rate and your stress level. And when I first got it, I was checking it like all the time. Like what's
obsessively
like, what's my stress level? I'd wear it to sleep and wake up in the middle of the night to check how long I'd been asleep. How many hours did I sleep? Finally something clicked and I'm like, okay, I only wear this thing now, this beautiful watch, when I work out.
Even Chapo was like, stop
with the watch.
With the watch. Take it off.
Because I'm like, oh my God, my stress watch is telling me that I'm stressed out. And then it's like, breathe. Like you have a function where you could tap it and it leads you through breathing exercises. So you go through this like whole minute of like deep breathing. And then the fucker's like, you appear to still be stressed. Try breathing again. And I'm like, but you're stressing me out about breathing. So stress watch came off.
Well, that goes with your failures.
And that doc. Okay. But so things to manage my stress. I started to draw.
And she doesn't draw.
I'm the worst artist alive.
That's not true.
I'm really bad.
Your sister likes to proudly hold that title.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least I try now.
Yeah.
She just wants to draw the same happy faces and stick figures and be like, look, Mom, I can draw. No, you can't. Nikki's the artist in the family, right? But I needed to do something that took my mind off of all of this stuff. So I started to just draw stuff. I wanted to learn how to draw really nice leaves or
those are pumpkins.
Yeah, pumpkins. And I wanted to draw owls because I'm obsessed with owls, which Nikki gave me the cutest owl ring today. And it fits on my middle finger. So I can literally
flip the bird.
Oh my God, I love it. I'll take a picture of it later and post it. Anyway, there's a show when I couldn't sleep, like I couldn't like lie in my bed for it's lie if you're lying down, lay if you're putting an object, I believe is the two. I'm just telling you, and you lie, you probably don't know.
I do. I was on the SATs.
So when I was sitting up out like
sitted. You sit on Santa's lap and grind.
There's a show on Netflix called Emily in Paris. It is total guilty pleasure. It's with Lily Collins, and I binge watched the whole season. It was like the best thing ever. I got back into reading, but like guilty pleasure reading, like trash romance novels, like Daniel Steele type stuff. I mean, I just needed...
Miss Daniel Steele is not trash.
I just started reading like Harlequin romance type things.
You're going back to like the 90s.
I'm going back to what started my love of reading because anything that had too much like reality or seriousness or I just couldn't handle it. Very into health. And that again stems from that like anxiety attack. So like I've told you guys before, I gave up sugar. gave up coffee.
But you were working out even before the anxiety. Oh yeah, attack.
I've done that even before, but now I've gotten everything is about like heart health for me. Everything that I do, yeah, I do the lifting for like strength training, but like the running stuff, like even though I'm not a quote unquote runner, for me, running has become like, I gotta get my run in. It helps me sleep better. It releases maybe if I'm feeling a little anxious. It really helps me just get all that stuff out. So running has become a huge thing. I have been, like the podcast has been a huge thing.
That's why.
Makeup, just like Nikki. It's, you know, I've always worn makeup. So it's not like I don't know how to.
But there's techniques that
that, you know, we didn't. I sell makeup. I don't nearly post enough videos because even though I really love taking selfies and stuff, I have to get over the idea of, oh my God, I look like an idiot on here. Like, oh, look at him to pause. And everyone does the same thing, right? These girls pose for their makeup selfies and they do like, they kind of purse their lips, not duck lips. It's the pursed lips and they kind of like lower their eyelids a little bit. Like, and I get it. You're feeling yourself because your makeup's done. But I'm the asshole on the other end going, how come you look like that?
When I film myself, I don't do it in front of the camera.
It's so bad. You know what I mean? It's so bad. I can't do it.
But you learned how to do false lashes now.
I did. I never could wear false lashes with the glue. I could do like the magnetic lashes. And Nikki's like, it's not that hard. I'm like, dude, I can't do it. I just cannot do it.
But that's what everybody says.
Because it feels so weird, right? Now.
You pro, bitch.
Nikki came over and gave me a quick little like eyelash tutorial. And now I'm just like, I've been wearing the false lashes all the time.
I wear them all the time
too. And it makes me feel so good. I'm not going anywhere.
Nope.
I'm just home.
But it boosts your mood.
Yeah. I look in the mirror and I'm like, bitch, you look good.
I've even like worked out with them on and I'm like, damn.
And then I think you need people that you can call and say, hey, let's go have drinks. Your makeup looks so good. You should go out. I've also become very choosy in terms of what I watch. So I'm not on Facebook very much anymore. Facebook for me is a toxic waste dump. For me, Facebook is a place where people go to unload the absolute worst parts of themselves. So Facebook has really become a place I try to avoid. And I'm choosy in terms of my interactions, not, you know, in real life, but again, on social media. So if I have friends that share something, whether it be Instagram or Facebook or send me a text, and I look at the first couple of seconds and I don't like what I'm seeing, I delete it. It's, you know, even how I react or respond to comments that people make, I'm starting to choose either to delete the comment or just not engage. Because in the end, it's not doing anything for me. And I'm already quick-tempered and I'm really the only person that has noticed that I'm working on my temper and like my nastiness is Fluffer.
Yeah.
He was like.
You keep telling me that.
I'm telling you. He was like, I've noticed you really are. I'm like, thanks Fluffer.
Because nobody else
does. Nobody else does. But Fluffer notices. Because it's hard. When you're raised to always be like on your guard and to always be like with the comeback and this and that. You know, it's hard to break out of that because if you're raised in that environment, the environment around you sees you as weak if you don't. And I'm at a point where I'm like, I don't give a fuck if you think I'm weak. I just want to be happy. So that's my main thing. Through this whole pandemic, I think the one thing that has come through for me is I just want to be truly happy. So that's what I'm working on for me.
That's good.
I know.
And then Andrea had like, well, you know, like we've had also failures during this, like not everything has been a success.
Mm-hmm.
So your biggest one that you were saying was that you were...
Oh yeah, I'm busy with an existential crisis. So what does that mean? What's an existential crisis? If you don't know, it's like, what is my purpose? Like I feel...
Like we were talking before this when you were doing your makeup.
Yeah.
And you were like, I need my people. But you're like, I don't want to go have drinks.
I don't want to be frivolous. So, okay, this goes again back to my relationship with Dave. So I'm basically married to Superman. Okay. So anyone that knows Dave.
Except me.
Except for Nikki. is Dave is, oh my God, Dave is the best. Dave is so wonderful. Dave is,
you're,
you know,
so lucky to have
you're
him.
You're so, oh my
How
God.
How often do you hear that shit?
There's only one person, and that is my husband's aunt, that has ever told me that Dave was lucky to have me.
I say that. Not in those words.
Not in those words.
I just say, fuck Dave.
Yeah, that's not the same. And so for a lot of years, you believe that. Like, oh, yeah, I'm so lucky. I mean, even my own sister-in-law, if she's listening, like Dave's uh-huh. eldest sister, uh-huh. she will agree. Like if I post like everyone's favorite, she'll write, it's true.
But no, he really is yep. everybody's favorite.
Yeah.
If Chapo had to choose between you and Dave, who would she choose?
Dave.
Yeah.
I think if our own siblings had to choose between me and Dave, except for you.
Yeah.
And probably Flip. No, Mikey said he's Team Dave.
No, Mikey's Team
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, Team Dave.
But Mikey's thing is he doesn't want to end up dead in the desert too.
Like us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody would choose Dave. And so, you know, you hear that and it's like, oh, haha, funny. But then after a while, you're like, well, okay, so everything that, and Dave's a very driven individual. Like it's, nothing is enough. It's more, and he wants more, and he wants more. And God bless people like that, because the world needs people that are driven in that way. Whereas I've always been kind of saddled with very heavy family responsibility. Whether I've taken that on my own, or I don't know, that's another topic for a therapist somewhere.
There's therapists out there. You hit her up at 555. Yeah. Fucked up.
Fucked up.
You went to the bitch again.
Bitch. So that's what kind of has me at this point is here I am doing this very important job of raising these three spectacular children. And in a lot of ways, and I don't know if this is me blowing sunshine up my ass, and please call me on it if I am.
Okay.
I feel a little bit kind of like the center of our extended family.
Like everybody comes to you for everything.
Not comes to me, like by no means with problems, but just like the gathering. Like it's kind of
Well, everything's usually at your house.
Right. Kind of like surround that. And that's okay because I do like people to feel like at home. And
but at the same time, you do get tired and annoyed of being that center.
I think that happens because, if I'm being honest, probably because I'm just not happy within myself. Like if I were truly, if I woke up every day and I was like, you know, and I make that, you know how there's science, like you make your bed first thing
in
the morning.
I believe in science.
I believe
yeah.
in science. Like I do all those things, like make that bed. And
yeah.
I never wake my kids up yelling at them. We wake up happy. And, you know, I open the door and I'm like, hi guys. Like that's how I wake up the kids. So they don't know that part of life or whatever. So I try really hard to do all of those things. But I think if I were really happy within myself, I wouldn't be feeling all of these things. You know how I was like, oh, your vibe attracts your tribe, right?
Right.
Well, what's my vibe right now?
It's all over the place.
My vibe ain't happy.
No. But remember, a couple weeks, not like 3 weeks ago, I had told you, like, you know what? That I had told Zach Ums, I am going to, like, actually go out. Like,
right.
adult, because you, up until that point, anything I did with friends, Antonia was involved.
Right.
Where
right.
it had to be during school hours, so I couldn't go, like, have a drink and let my hair
right.
down and have fun.
Right.
But literally, that one night that I went out and I had drinks and I laughed, like, so freaking hard.
Right.
That recharged me.
Right.
For the next, like, week and a half.
Right.
And I needed that.
And I think a lot of it, too, is finding the friends that are going to be on the same page as me. I have so many friends. And maybe this is truly how they feel about their life. Their marriage, their husband is their knight, is their everything, and their hero, and their this. And I'm like, okay, I love my husband to an insane degree, okay? I know. Dave and I are like crazy obsessed with each other in the best possible way.
That's where your boys get it from.
But You mean to tell me there's no one around here that I can sit and talk to? I don't, not a therapist. Like, I don't want to go sit and talk to a therapist.
You want to bitch to your friends.
Yeah, I want to just like, you know, I just ended an important friendship that I had had.
Right.
Because it was turning into something very toxic.
Right.
So that was kind of a blow because that friendship was valued and I really loved that friendship. But like, Dave has his groups, his tribes that are all on board with him. So he's just this like happily fulfilled guy. And I'm sitting here like, motherfucker.
Well, there's a couple things. One, your friends that you see that way, 90% of that is for social media.
I know.
Because one specific couple that we've talked about.
Yeah, there's actually a few of those specific couples.
That shit's fucked up.
I know.
But you don't see that on social media.
So you can't
go based off of social media.
And you can't even sit down with over half of these friends that I have because it's like those personalities, you know, those girls are like, oh, they just want to be super bubbly. And I'm like, bitch, aren't you ever raw? Like, and I'm trying to get away from only like male driven friendships because I love my male friends, but
But some like here, some of my best girlfriends kind of have that like hood aspect too.
Yeah.
So like we can sit there and be like, dude, he fucking pissed me off for this or he fucking pissed me off. And like the couple that are like that, like we don't. We're not like the sugarcoating with each other.
Right.
But it took time. And yeah. I think it was easier for me because I work outside of the house.
Exactly.
So when I work outside of the house, I have so many people to pick from to be friends.
Yeah.
You don't work outside of the house.
Nope.
So how are you going to meet people? Through Dave.
Yeah.
Which that's kind of already skewed to Dave's side.
It's always. And it totally.
Or through the school. And you don't really want, like, the school people.
Well, I don't care if the school friends have that, but the school friends that I have made, they fall into that category, too, of, like, oh, my life and
because
my
everything.
And I'm like, bleh.
Because their thinking is, okay, I can tell you what their thinking is even without asking them. Because
they don't want to be judged for, like,
right,
the truth.
Because you're going to get raw one night. That's too sexual of a word right now. You're going to get raw one night.
I'm going to get real.
Yeah. And then they're going to see you at the next event.
Uh-huh.
No, like they got wrong.
Right.
And they're going to see you at the next event and they're going to be embarrassed or ashamed.
I know.
Because you have to interact and your kids interact.
Like, I'm literally tired of posting all the time about how grateful we all are. All right. Don't we fucking already know that we're all so grateful?
I don't use the blessed
shit.
And
don't we already know that our kids are our everything? I mean, it's like, can we just put those to bed? Like, can we just put that away.
But it's that online validation.
Yeah.
That
your life is good.
Everything
so like,
else.
I don't think twice about coming on here saying right now, Dave and I are not like the storybook romance. Right now, we're in a rough patch. By no means does that like, oh my God, Andrew and Dave are in a rough patch.
So many disclaimers. How many times do we have to tell you fuckers they ain't breaking up?
Yeah. It's just marriage. And it fucking sucks sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think when you're trying to figure out, well, what's my place? Because this motherfucker knows his place in the world and he's got all his pegs, all his chess pieces.
But I also think that you guys made an agreement, right?
We did.
But I think that you've put a couple more heavier rules on yourself.
Probably.
That you are
because
regretting.
Because I'm a peneja.
That you are regretting.
Yes.
Or unwilling to now compromise because you may be being stubborn with it.
No, I'm just a peneja. That's why.
Well, that's part of being stubborn.
Yeah. Like, for real. So now I'm really, like, thinking what, that's my thing. It's like, we had all these failures. My most major pandemic failure is this existential crisis of like, I haven't written in forever. I don't even know what to write anymore. If you sat me in front of a computer, I'd be like, duh, I don't know. I've even written so many things about not knowing what to write.
So, what are we gonna write about? That was a very Jerry Seinfeld type.
I can't even wear like my beats, like, you know, my Dre beats that I listen to, like podcasts or music. Because it's like too much noise in my head, I have to take that shit off. Like, oh my God, take it, burn it. Oh my God.
The voice is in my head.
The voice is in my head. My stress watch is stressing me out. The stress test I took stressing me out. These things on my chest are stressing me out.
Fucking Dave is stressing me out.
I'm getting ready to swallow the whole bottle of CBD oil, which I'm not going to.
You can't OD.
You can't OD on CBD. Don't say it. And, you know, it's just kind of, it affects everything, every aspect of your life. It affects your sex life. It affects your marriage. It affects everything. It's like, and marriage is so never 50-50. So right now, I feel like in terms of like marital happiness, well, no, not even marital happiness. Dave and I is
marital success.
Dave and I as two individuals, I feel like Dave is fucking over there at like a 95%. And I feel like I'm over here at like a, like 23.7.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, like with Zachums, I think I was like on the happier end.
Right.
And he wasn't.
And then he found his
but
thing.
But then he got back into his music. Right. And I now think it's we're more
even.
Yeah. Because now he has his thing that he does. I do. Like, I think of our aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
Right. That they all, and that is like kind of how I model it because I'm like, well, they were happy.
Yeah.
And their marriage was successful. They stayed married until they both died.
Right.
And I'm okay with him doing his thing, me doing my thing, and we meet in the middle. And she still is getting parented and maybe not picked up from school like she should, but
she went auntie a lot.
She went auntie. She liked her auntie.
And that, but that's the other thing. I feel like daycare, I feel like not just for your daughter.
And
I
won't do. Oh, I thought you meant like.
No. I'm talking about like, I feel like that is like my entire like existence is get up, it's the kids, and then it's school and technical support with the kids. And then no sooner is school done, now it's fucking homework with the kids. And then homework is done, and now I'm doing like the dinner. Chapo's hungry.
I was going to say, throwing Chapo with Mija, order this online. And Mija, how do I do this?
Yeah, and then my phone. Like clean up. And then at the end of the day, I feel just empty. Like, this is shit.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at because Dave and his 95%, it's not me that's making him that 95% happy. He's got all this support.
You took away that 5% that made him to 100 almost.
I did. I snatched that shit. I'm like, motherfucker, if I'm going to be at 23.5, you're not going to be 100.
If I can take me up to 27 now,
I'm going to take 5%. And I mean, that uplifts him. He's got all these people that are supporting him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I need to. I mean, and I think saying this is to hold me accountable. I need to get my shit. Stella needs her groove back. And I don't even know how I lost it, but I lost it a long time ago.
Well, it started 11 years ago.
No, it started before that. It started when Stella left her happy home state.
That's true.
And moved to a different home state. That's that crazy shit we do for love.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, crazy in love. Left where you and moved to the place of all places you didn't want to be.
I know.
That's the shit we're dealing with right now, friends. That's what it is.
Well, my failures don't seem as bad.
Go ahead. They need a light. They're like, this bitch is depressing.
Well, my scheduling we talked about.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to do with that shit. I'm like throwing in the towel with my scheduling. I've worn these workout clothes 3 times.
And haven't worked out.
And I feel like now
you know what?
I feel like now this scent is cursed.
Yeah. No, that's half the battle. Honestly. Getting dressed.
Well, putting my workout clothes on is always the hardest thing.
Part. Absolutely.
Because if my workout clothes are on, I'm going to fucking work out. That's why I leave my tennis shoes on the treadmill and my clothes on the arm of the treadmill.
Yeah.
Because it's there. As soon as that hits my body, well, then I have no other excuse not to do it.
Right.
Except for the last 3 times.
But, you know, it's a process because you felt even worse when I saw you last week. And the conversation we had last week.
Because I had worked out 2 times since that.
Yeah.
I was on like a week and a half.
Right. And you were
hiatus.
Just like, you were in a darker place.
Well, and I wasn't used to the newer tasks.
Right.
And my body was hurting.
Right. My butt
But then what did I start doing? I started soaking in the hot tub and drinking at night.
Yeah. Which worried me.
I don't drink every night.
Right.
And then, you know, like in the pandemic, I was cleaning my house and organizing my house. And, you know, Antonia has like this workstation now. And then I went back to work.
I know.
And now on Zach's days off, he's not home anymore.
Right.
Because he's now in two bands with two band practices.
Right.
So my house isn't how I want my house.
But it will. Like,
to be.
You will get back and you will find the right rhythm. You know, you're already sleeping better at night than you were before.
Oh my God. My sleep has gotten so much better.
Putting down the phone, I can't say enough to people what a freaking time trap the cell phone is. Looking through stories and Instagram, people are like, oh no, it's relaxing. Not really. I mean, we're getting so caught up in other people's shit that when you start to look, how much, if you set a timer, just set a timer or look, mark the time when you first pick up your phone to when people put their phones down, 45 minutes that could have been spent working out.
Right.
45 minutes that could have been spent doing something else. I've been spending so much less time on my phone. I post what I have to post and then it's like, I'm gone. Because I already feel shitty enough right now about things. I don't need to just like drown myself in that. Unless you're looking at our stuff, guys.
Then you stay on your phone. Then
you stay right on that fucking phone. You just stick with it, honey. But other than that.
It's got suburban hood moms to do with it.
You do it.
Stay on the phone.
Nikki's personal page. We both sell makeup, by the way.
Yeah.
So if you want to go to our personal pages, go there. If you like Nikki better, buy from Nikki. If you like me better, buy from me. That's the way it's going to break down. Okay.
I mean, even if you just want to, we have, you know, some nosy people.
Yeah.
You want to, I don't care.
I don't have a big following on mine because I started mine after, like way after Nikki. Mm-hmm. I think I have like 50 something followers.
Are you just saying that so that they follow your page?
No. But you know what? I don't promote it on my main page. And why don't I?
I don't know why. Because of the nosy ass people?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't care what people think.
I'm trying not to care what people think. But I'm starting to be very honest with myself. And I'm just kind of like, well, I don't think I'm the bad bitch that I thought I was. Or at least right now, I don't feel like the bad bitch that I thought. Right now, I feel like the mad bitch. I feel
Diary of a Mad Black Cross Out Mexican Woman. Yeah.
Right now I feel like the unsure bitch. Like I feel
it sounds like a children's book.
I know.
The unsure turtle. Bitch.
I like this. The unsure bitch. Right now I feel something I'm very not used to. I feel way more insecure.
That's not your personality.
Yeah, I know.
You're a cocky asshole.
Not right now. I give anything to be a cocky asshole again, but no, I'm not. And I just
how this morning, Tin Man's back.
In terms of like yesterday, Nikki came to like record. And I looked at her and I'm like crying. I'm like, I can't record today. Put my head down.
Which again, she never says I was crying.
No,
that's not an aunt. That's a Nikki thing.
Ah,
because you even laughed at me for crying at Steel Magnolias the other night.
Well, that's different. I don't cry for no stupid reason. But who have I always said is the person that will make me cry?
Dave.
And he knows it. This is why we say fucking Dave.
He's going to be like, man, everybody's going to hate me after this.
No, he's a fucking great guy. I mean, I can't say that enough. I mean, I've had people write in like.
He didn't offer to make me dinner last night and I was here.
I think it was a given because it was a huge sheet pan of chicken.
Oh, no, I couldn't get out of here fast enough
yesterday. I know. I noticed.
I'm like, bye. Nikki, I finished helping Ian with his homework. I'm like, bye.
Nikki is the worst in a crisis. She gets awkward.
No, it depends on the crisis.
I'm talking about if there's something emotional going on.
Oh, yeah, don't bring
like
my emotions.
Like, if I'm involved or certain. Nikki is super awkward, right? She doesn't know how to go, which is funny considering she's the sensitive one of the two.
Don't talk about my emotions.
You would think that she'd be like, are you okay? Do you need something? Or what? Like if
Mrs. I did. I helped Ian.
Yes. Like if Mrs. Fluffer were here, Mrs. Fluffer would be like, what can I do for you? What can I? Our oldest sister, who's all like touchy, like, what do you need? But Nikki gets really awkward. So yesterday, when all this shit is going down, Nikki's like, okay, we don't have to do anything. Okay, bye.
Well, no. I helped Ian.
You helped Ian with his
because
homework.
Of what was going on.
Yes.
I didn't have to say what needed to be done because I knew
right.
Ian needed help with his homework.
Right.
I wasn't going to ask you because Evangeline runs up and she's looking at your face.
I know. I wasn't actually like tears falling down crying.
But you could tell you had been crying and at any moment.
No. I didn't cry in here. It was just coming. It was like at any moment. It was all going to spill out. And so, man,
I
swallow that shit.
You don't
want
to cry in front of the kids.
No.
So why am I going to ask you in front of the kids?
Yeah.
Ian was already a nervous wreck.
I know. So Dave and I don't like fight. Like we don't scream, yell, fight kind of a thing. I know we're a freak couple, but we have really intense, serious conversation when things get like serious. And so it just so happened that I came into our bedroom to get like the notebooks out and stuff. And he and I started to talk.
He sabotaged our recording session yesterday.
He did.
I want donuts, Dave. Is there an anniversary coming up this week?
Oh, it is.
It's an anniversary week.
Yeah.
Donuts, Dave.
Yeah. He and I started to talk and our son walked in the room and just saw us with a very serious look on our faces. He didn't hear what we were talking about because he wasn't in here very long.
He came to get his math homework.
Yeah. And then he ran back out and went to Nikki and was like, my mom and dad are fighting.
I was like, don't worry about it. Let's get your homework done.
Yeah.
Let's help your mom.
Because we're having a low voiced conversation. That's fighting for my kids. That's what fighting is.
Yeah.
They're fucking too woke.
That's the next podcast.
That's the next podcast. We'll talk with talking point. My kids are way too woke.
So I did help, but one, I didn't want you to talk and then cry in front of the kids.
Right, right.
And then Dave came out kind of grumpy.
Apparently he wasn't grumpy. He's just.
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah. He was. Oh, I know he was grumpy.
Because he told me, he asked something. He's like, what needs to get done about the homework? And I go, I'm just correcting it now. And he goes, so is it done or not? That's what's the answer. I was like, oh. You grumpy. I'm
leaving.
Helping him with his homework and I'm leaving.
Yeah. But do you think we get that. We get that side of him.
Because we're a couple.
Yeah.
A truple.
But your friends, they see all sides of you, right? The pissed off side, whatever side.
Yeah.
My friends would see that about me. But in that realm, he's the hero.
No, one of my girlfriends last week, I was talking about something that pissed me off. I'm like, look, bitch, my eye's twitching.
Yeah.
And she's all, stop. Stop.
Yeah. Because you show that, right?
Right.
Ay, Dios.
So we're going to put out another plea for help.
Yeah.
We need a travel trailer.
We need a cheap trailer or a donated trailer because, damn it, we need a studio.
Yeah. Like, not a moving trailer. Like a camper-style trailer.
Yeah. One that we can, like, trick out and make.
And make our own. And have a Boone's Farm shelf.
Boone's Farm shell.
Maybe we tag Boone's Farm in this. We tag them in your birthday one.
Yeah.
And then we'll be like the Chola with the ocean spray, but we'll be the Boone's Farm bitches.
Yeah, we'll make Boone's Farm's gonna make a comeback.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah, let's bring back Boone's Farm. Strawberry Hill was my favorite.
Yeah, I liked, and there was like a daiquiri one, I think. I like the fruity ones.
I just have to run extra hard so that my heart can handle the sugar.
Well, I was just gonna say, it's a lot of sugar.
It's a lot of sugar.
I'm going to have a major headache.
I'm going to have like heart palpitations.
But it's okay.
But I'll just double down on the CBD.
So if you want to donate a travel trailer to us, even better, Andrew will give you a blowjob. She will.
If you have an eyelash in your eye, I'll blow that eyelash out of your eye.
Bitch. And we've gotten some great scary stories from you guys.
Oh, we have. Next week's episode is the scary story episode. So be warned. Or prepared, or just get ready if you love that kind of thing.
Don't water your grass. That was a big issue with the last one.
Yeah, it's like,
everybody watered their grass and then got scared.
Yeah.
Don't water your grass.
Don't do that. Set yourself up in a nice bright room and happy things on. You can even put a nice happy movie on mute.
Oh, dude, we forgot the titty talk.
Oh,
but
really?
But this has gone so long.
We'll just do it really quickly.
Okay.
So, in honor of... or in remembrance of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we do our weekly titty talk. Here's my titty story really quickly. When I was in the seventh grade, last day of school, our seventh grade teacher threw a pool party for our class. I was going to an eighth grade party because all the boys I was in love with were in the grade above me.
So much more mature.
So much more mature.
They were men.
Yeah. And And so I wasn't going to go swimming at this party because I was going to another party. The guy who is now my oldest and dearest friend.
Which I still don't know why you guys are friends.
Because we love and hate each other equally. Okay. And nobody else understands that kind of love and hate.
Apparently.
And he was pissed for whatever reason because he was always pissed off about something. And that little fucker.
He's a Pisces. They're emotional.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they are.
And that little fucker decided to push me into the swimming pool. I had on yellow shorts and a Simpsons t-shirt. It was white And it was like Bart riding a skateboard. I think Lisa was running after him or something, which is so fitting because my children currently are obsessed with The Simpsons.
Right.
My little tiny titties at the time were, I was wearing a blue and white striped bra. Okay. And that cotton was, that padding was so thick because right. It was like almost like a sports bra.
I know.
Bra.
I actually remember that bra.
I loved that bra. Right.
I don't know why I remember it.
So stupid friend told everybody that my shirt was see-through and that he saw my silver dollar nipples.
But
under my white t-shirt, I was like,
also the same guy that helped made a boob list.
Oh yeah. He also made a list and ranked girls like tits in elementary school.
That could never happen now.
No, oh no. Now they get like suspended and all this shit, right?
And sued.
And every girl had like a ranking, right? But like a name next to her name. So I was friends with everybody. And one of the boys was like, Andrea, you're on that list. I'm like, well, yeah, all the girls are. He's like, yeah, but you're listed under the Grand Canyon. And I'm like, I don't understand. Why?
Because.
Nick, I called him out, Uncle Nick. He was like, because your shit goes in instead of out. Because he said I was concave.
He's a dick.
That's right? Concave.
Yeah, concave. In. Yeah,
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wasn't that small.
He's just a dick.
But I was like, first I have silver dollar nipples, and now I'm the Grand Canyon.
And every time he comes up from her childhood, there's a horrible story.
There's a horrible.
And every time, what do I say?
He's such a dick. Why are you guys even friends? Because he's one of the best friends you could ever have. Heart of gold. Super sensitive. But as a kid, oh, fuck, man. I just wanted to punch him. So that is titty talk for this week. My apparent giant silver dollar nipples, that is not true, by the way. And
you're more of a honey colored.
I think so.
Yeah.
And the Grand Canyon chest that went in.
Fucking Nick.
I mean, coming off of the mammogram story where they just couldn't feed enough into the machine.
Maybe it was concave at the time.
And really, I mean, looking at them, they're not that bad.
No, but you love to talk about how small they are. Well, so I just play on you.
But I'm just surrounded by big-breasted women. Well, except for our oldest sister.
Even your niece.
She's normal.
She got bigger boobs than you almost.
Oh, no, she doesn't. That's sad.
So, even though we're doing ghost stories next week, stop pouting like George.
Everybody's mean to me.
Everybody's mean to me. You can still send in a couple more.
Yep.
If you want to.
Friday. We are going to record Friday.
Are we recording Friday?
Because you have to be my ride or die because I have to take.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. So I don't work on Saturday.
I need you to be my co-pilot while you take Nicholas to the party.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So by Friday. Yeah. Day and a half by the time you hear this.
Yeah.
More ghost stories if you want to give them to us.
Yes.
So, this was like heavy and light all together.
Which is good.
Good. If there's a topic that you'd like to hear us talk about, slide into our DMs and let us know. Also, if you're following us on iTunes, head over and leave us a comment. We love reading what you have to say, unless it's bad.
Then keep that shit to yourself. We are also on Amazon Music now.
But they're not in order.
They're all out of order, which is so annoying. So if you have friends that listen to podcasts on Amazon, send them over our way or share us to people that you know. Don't keep us to yourselves.
Yeah, I know you'd like us to be a dirty little secret.
Share.
The dirty secret's going to get locked up in a gun safe anyways.
Yeah, it just doesn't matter. So that's it. Vaya con Dios. Stay safe. Wear your masks. And take your vitamins like good little Hulkamaniacs.
Now get the fuck out.
Peace.